If you don't mind, I'll call the office or give you a phone number, so I...
Well, sir, we're in the middle of a meeting. You can call planning zoning tomorrow, okay?
Where do I call?
You can look it up. I mean, it's... Mr. Chairman, you continue.
Yeah, okay, all right, okay.
Is this the office that you were in?
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay, thank you.
I got two disabled people at home, I gotta go make dinner.
Okay.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2187, Daniel Austinville. I'm sure I didn't say that correctly, but you can straighten me out here in a minute.
Okay, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for motor vehicle sales to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.1657 acre, more or less. The property is lying in the southwest corner of North Poplar Street and Old Sailor Road. The 911 address is 31016 North Poplar Street in Laurel. The tax parcel is District 232, map 12.18, parcel 51. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the Delta Service Level Evaluation, which did not require a TIS. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Daniel Austinville. I live in 528 Cooper Street, Laurel, Delaware. And I purchased a small parcel like on 31016 North Poplar Street. And so when I purchased this lot, so it was got a garage on it, and they used to sell furniture on it. So I make it when I bought it, and the outside was very muddy, and I put some money and I put a lot of stone and I fix everything. So I just try to use it like I'll put a couple car for sale on it. So when I put the application and they was told me this is, some of them use it like agriculture, but I make some picture on the street. Everything was pretty much commercial. And so I just want to know if I can use it like to sell a car on it.
Cars, okay, thank you. All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Okay, so it doesn't look like it's that big a piece when I saw it. How many vehicles are you planning on putting on there?
Just five of them.
Four or five?
Yeah.
And you'll keep that building that's there? Would that be then?
Yes.
Which you would use as an office, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. What would the hours of operation be there?
It's between about 9:30 to 3:30.
Would that be every day or just?
Probably Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday? No, Saturday or Sunday?
Sometime they probably, I probably open on Saturday because sometime I use the church. I probably not gonna be open on Saturday.
You use the church property?
No, I sometimes I go over like a fellowship convention somewhere.
Oh, at the church.
I probably not gonna be open.
Okay, so if you think you might want some Saturday hours, we need to include that.
Yes, between like Saturday, like 11 to 12, to 2:30.
11 to 2:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you want a sign on the property?
If I want a sign.
Would you want a sign to advertise your business?
Yes.
Property? Would you want it lighted?
Yeah.
Okay. How many employees would you have?
Just me and my wife.
So two?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's, all I have.
Okay, Mr. Mears? I think Ms. Wingate asked the standard questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson?
You would just be selling cars. You wouldn't be fixing the cars up there.
No.
Okay, they would just show up, sell them, move on.
Yeah.
It's just an extra something you're doing there.
No.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thanks. Just a couple questions. The building that's there now, it has the barbecue sign on it. Is that what you have been doing there, or?
Yeah, I have. Right now, I use it like a barbecue, and I just because I don't have anything to do on it right now. I just do some barbecue. And by the way, I just want to know if I can do some barbecue on it while this. It's I'm gonna use it Saturday.
Okay. Is there a conditional use on this property now?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because I know I can verify what he is saying. It has been used for all different things. I mean, it's been that area is pretty much all commercial stuff. And I don't know if it was just assumed because it was used that way for so long that it was permitted or what. Your application is for motor vehicle sales, and we really can't add anything to that. So we'll deal with that piece of it right now, you know, or in this hearing. And if there are other things that you want to do there, you will need to talk with Mrs. Cornwell about how to get that done at some later time.
Okay. Yes.
But that's that wooden split rail fence that's around the parking area and the stone area, is that where you intend to have the cars?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's all the questions I have. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll
thank you.
Anybody here? You're welcome. See if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
No, I just thought he was leaving.
Don't leave. For anybody here that has that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2187, Daniel Austinville. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition of conditional use number 2187? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.